Police officers were being beaten to within an inch of their lives by MAGA idiots. Oh, look, breaking through barricades. Oh, peaceful.
They're trying to breach and get to the Capitol.
Walk in the park. We're playing it all out for you. We're on the tube on YT if you want to join us. But make sure you smash the screen here. Yes, this is live. From my new ass on YouTube, on TikTok. 206. Oh, look, women in the crowd. Oh, look at them. Throwing objects at police officers. Traffic cones, flags. Thank you, Janelle. Thank you for pinning it to the top. That's where you go if you want to watch this live. Look, oh, they're breaking into the Capitol. They're breaking the windows, and they have shields.
We have a breach of the Capitol. Breach of the Capitol.
Breach of the Capitol.
Advised, they're requesting additional resources on the east side as they've broken into that window and they're trying to kick it in.
Oh, they're trying to kick it in. These are peaceful. Oh, they were being ushered in, but they had to break windows.
Without objection, the chair declares the House in recess pursuant to Clause 12B of Rule 1.
The House had to recess at 2:18 p.m. because of this. Donald Trump tweeting, Mike Pence didn't have the courage to do what should have been done to protect our country and our Constitution. Not saying stop it, he's tweeting out, encouraging them. Yes, is this the day of love? They want to ask, they're asking to bring out Pence so they can do what? They're trying to hang him. There's a gallows out there. Look, there's a gallows. There's a noose. And where did they get that noose idea? Isn't it interesting? Especially white people, let's be honest, always want to hang people. Anybody else get the notion? Never heard a black person saying, I want to hang somebody. Let's be honest, have you? Why do they always want to hang people? What is with that? The history of lynching in this country? That's their comfort zone. Now they're, whose house? Our house. Why? The election was completely legitimate by every court in the land, including the highest court, which is the conservative court, the Supreme Court. And yet and still, Donald Trump and MAGA, Donald Trump is lying to MAGA, and they are buying it because they are what? Cultists. Dig, Doug, whatever. No, I did not. Get your facts straight. You guys are so ignorant. People are so ignorant. The MAGA people are so ignorant about facts. And lately, not like Republicans in general, but especially the MAGA folks, you guys are just dumb. Now they're beating up police officers. This is Michael Fanone, officer. That's his body cam.
They're all walking over now through the tunnels.
Being beaten up. Had a heart attack. Samantha Pruitt says, white privilege being shown at its best, shaking my head. This is true.
We need to hold the doors of the Capitol.
Look at him. Oh, look, in a fight with a police officer, back the blue, MAGA, idiots, fighting police officers, yet they back the blue. It's all hypocrisy and lies. Oh, look how they're kicking this police officer's ass. Oh, my gosh, poor officer. So much anger and hate in their hearts. Why is that? Because they think that they should be what? Prioritized and be the preeminent voice. That is supremacy. And they are white. White supremacy. That's what this is. That's what Donald Trump is playing on. Their fears that they, just like anybody else, have to have an equal station in America. They want to be prioritized. Our house. Imagine the privilege of that. Imagine the entitlement of that. Now, because seriously, as I look at this, imagine that these were black and brown people. Now they're going into House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's office.
So they want you to think. Capitol Police is going to start moving their resources inside.
Oh, did you see them throwing garbage cans at police officers? Now, they want you to think, they want you to forget about this every year, but we're going to remind them every year of their own violence. And barbarity.
Change the food and toy stores would be free with door-to-door delivery. Oh, what a party it would be if I ran the world. And if I ran the world, each kid would have a bike, a swimming hole not far from home, a bedroom of their very own. No one would have to play alone if I ran the world. And if I ran the world, all homework would be banned. Our school week would be just one day, and all the rest we'd have for play. And I'd triple every teacher's pay if I ran the world. If I ran the world, there would be no underwear. I'd never comb my hair. Peace would break out everywhere. And if I ran the world, each meal would have ice cream. The faucets would run juice and stuff. The tofu farms would have it rough, and everyone would have enough if I ran the world. And if I ran the world, I'd never change my socks. My bedtime would be late at night. There'd always be a hallway light. Whatever's wrong, I'd make it right if I ran the world. Whatever's wrong, we make it right if we ran the world.
company's here. Our company, that is. Hello. This is Larry Berger, along with Ricky Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start. The Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUP FM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, WSAJ FM Grove City, WNJR Washington, WKYW LP Kaiser, West Virginia, mountainstreamsradio.org, Tube City Online at WMCK.FM McKeesport, and tune in, Radio Garden, Streama, Simple Radio, and other online internet services, including those you will find at slbradio.org/radio. Today, lots of guests starting at 9:30. Anna King Skeels will be here to preview My Sister's Lipstick, a play that opens on Thursday as part of the New Hazlett Theater Community Supported Art Series. Between 10 and 11 o'clock, we are going to talk with the winner of the Pittsburgh Teen Media Awards. Also, we have another entrepreneur honored by the 18 Under 18 program of Junior Achievement of Western Pennsylvania, and members of the BrainStem Robotics team will be with us. Finally, at 11 o'clock today, music with folk singer-songwriter Luna. All on today's Saturday Light Brigade, plus puzzles and games and good cheer all morning long. Thank you for meeting us here at the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings from SLB Radio Productions.
Across your shoulders, through the frosted window pane, the sun grows bolder. Your hair flows down your pillow, you're still sleeping. I think I'll wake you now and hold you, tell you again the things I told you. Behold, I give you the morning.
like an antique ballroom fan, your eyelids flutter. Sunlight streams across your eye through open shutter.
Now I think you're ready for the journey. I think I'll wake you now and hold you, take in the things I told you. Behold, I give you the morning.
Buffalo Rose, along with Tom Paxton, getting us started on today's Saturday Light Brigade. Good morning to Ralph and Jess, checking in on Facebook this morning. And hello to Wes. Also saying hello. Jim is in Black Ridge. Mike is in Mars. Susie in Alexandria, checking in this morning. Tommy in North Chesterfield, Virginia. And Russ and Sharon in King, North Carolina. And Mark and Mary Jean are in Irwin. All just checking in within the last few moments. It's so nice to have you with us. We have a pop quiz that I think you'll find to be a lot of fun. That's coming up in just moments.
A Plus Schools joins you in supporting the Saturday Light Brigade. The mission of A Plus Schools is to eliminate chronic absence in Pittsburgh City schools so that every kid can show up ready to learn in every school, every day. A Plus Schools 2024 Report to the Community provides a thorough and objective look at Pittsburgh's public and charter schools, offering families, community organizations, policymakers, and concerned citizens critical data about students' achievement, student growth, school climate, teaching, and more. A copy of this report and more information about A-plus schools is available at ourschoolspittsburgh.org.
If you are a teen living in any of Pennsylvania's 67 counties, you can work with SLB to cover Remake Learning Days events as a Remake Learning Days Youth Ambassador. Learn more at tinyurl.com/RLD Youth Ambassadors 2025. Now it's time to give you a chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge with our pop quiz. SLB Sam has decided to create a sculpture. And because he likes to be challenged, he is only going to use materials that are four letters in length to make his sculpture. Can you name five materials for him to use? That's this morning's pop quiz. SLB Sam has decided to create a sculpture, and his sculpture is going to be comprised only of things whose names are spelled with four letters. They're four letters in length. Can you name five materials for him to use? That's this morning's pop quiz. And a Saturday Light Brigade charge to you. if and when you come up with your five materials for SLB Sam, reach us with them at 412-200-5975 by telephone or text, 412-200-5975 or 1-888-752-7234. Good luck.
Little boys, bleary-eyed, stumbling steps, with small sticky hands and his peppermint breath. He stares out the window with all of his might, that a dusting of snow leaves a blanket of butter or magic she puts in the dough. It's these simple things he depends on each year. It's hot chocolate kisses and loved ones so memory lives here. if I would not love you tonight. If I was a heart, I could still be broken. I could still be broken by the stars that fall. If I was a blackbird, I would not miss you at all.
Missy Raines on her album called Highlander this morning. Here at the Saturday Light Brigade. And before Missy, a song called Winter's Wish. From Carol Crittenden, relatively new into our library. We are looking for things SLB Sam Kidd used to make his sculpture that are four letters in length, and a lot have come in. I want to get right to them. Hello to Carrie in Oil City. She has rock, wire, nail, clay, and snow. Patrick in South Park also has rock and clay, to which he adds wood, pine, and sand. By the way, you can share yours at 412-200-5975. Join us on the radio. We're here live. Tom in McCandless says, how about good old junk? To which he adds wood, corn, flax, silk, sink, pipe, bell, ball, and cars. He also wants to give a shout out to the Center for Creative Reuse, a great nonprofit where you can find a lot of great stuff to make sculptures out of. Hello to Rick in Mooresville, North Carolina. We'll work on your request coming up. Mark has clay, wood, rock, iron, salt, coal, soap, talc, cork, and lava. Mark's wife, Mary Jean, adds sand, jade, onyx, ruby, silk, rope, yarn, rice, and perhaps corn or a husk or both. And Russ and Sharon worked on this together. Clay, soap, rock, mica, soil, dirt, iron, gold, lead, zinc, coal, foil, wire, foam, glue, tape, yarn, wood, and fake wood, or faux bois in French. Also, sand, like you will find in front of the Plym Plaza in Ocean City, Maryland. Viv adds wood, iron, silk, glue, hemp, gold, ruby, oats, wire, and tape. These are things you can make a sculpture out of that are four letters in length. Tommy adds clay, iron, rock, wood, Lego. Excellent. Lead, sand, wet, in his opinion, zinc, keys welded together, and wire. Jim in Crafton Heights adds clay, iron, wood, sand, and lint. And he added a picture of his lint puppet, Mr. Boogeroff. Eva, who is at the Hill District Carnegie Library of Pittsburgh branch, has wood, iron, clay, soap, ruby, jade, and onyx. And we still have a few more to pass along. Here is Jim in Blackridge with gold, wood, wire, snow, clay, iron, zinc, and coal. Kathy and Tynessa has wood, clay, iron, soap, snow, and mire. And here is Matilda. Matilda, it's so nice to hear from you. She has pipe, foil, shoe, fork, and doll. That would be an interesting statue. Jeff in Squirrel Hill has wood, nail, bolt, tape, glue, and tack. Sue has wire, nail, clay, pipe, and orbs. Ralph has talc, ruby, mica, rock, and iron. And he adds to that file, clay, glue, tile, and soil for a perfect 10. Saturday Light Brigade charge to you. If you were able to come up with five or more things that SLB Sam can use to make a sculpture. In fact, let's award that Saturday Light Brigade charge now. Another chance to earn one is coming up in a moment as we broadcast live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger. This is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade.
I want to tell you a story from way back. Truck on down and dig me, Jack. There's Big Mo Voor u da da,
lul mo.
Voor u da da,
fuad mo.
Voor u da da,
no mo.
Voor u da da, look at brother. Look at brother. Look at brother. Eat mo.
Mo 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 mo.
Who's the greatest band around? Makes the cats jump up and down. Who's the talk of Rhythm Town? Five guys named Mo. When they start to beat it out, everybody jump and shout. Tell me, who do the critics rave about? Five guys named Mo. They came out of nowhere, and that don't mean a thing. They're rated high, and you know why when you hear them swing. Highbrow, lowbrow, all agree, they're the best in harmony. I'm telling you, folks, you really ought to see Five Guys Named Mo.
Jordan at the Saturday Light Brigade.
Chronicle joins you in supporting the Saturday Light Brigade. The Northside Chronicle is a nonprofit community newspaper available in print, digital, and mobile formats that provides coverage of the people, places, and events in the 18 Northside neighborhoods of Pittsburgh. Details on the Northside Chronicle is available at thenorthsidechronicle.com.
Kruger Brothers are coming up by request. Also, we're going to tell you about an event happening in Ohio that Wes is up to. Here's our history riddle. Born January 25th, 1938, The Wallflower and Something's Got a Hold on Me were hits in her early days, but she is best known throughout her long career for her signature version of a song containing this phrase. I found a dream that I could speak to, a dream that I can call my own. I found a thrill to rest my cheek to, a thrill that I have never known. 412-200-5975. Here it is again. Born January 25th, 1938, The Wallflower and Something's Got a Hold on Me were hits in her early days, but she was best known throughout her long career for her signature version of a song containing this phrase. I found a dream that I could speak to, a dream that I can call my own. I found a thrill to rest my cheek to, a thrill that I have never known. 412-200-5975 or 1-888-SLBRADIO. Good luck.
Thank you. quickly. We met in July. Not till the end of January, with snowflakes spinning in the sky. At your birthday party, I skated across the rink. Your friends lifted up their glasses. Everybody clinked. I leaned in and kissed you and whispered in your ear words that made you smile. You were surprised to hear. Holding hands, we skated beneath the snowflakes and the stars. And the planets, look, there's Venus. Look, there's Mercury and Mars. On your birthday, I declared my love, but there was a question mark. Circled that night in Central Park. I had just turned 25, knew you were older, but how much more? I was born in 52, maybe you were born in 44. I was surprised when you revealed you turned 50 that day. I did the math, too late to skate away. You were twice my age, but I'd already pledged my love. Beneath the snowflakes and the stars, and those planets up above. If you fall in love with someone 25 years older, it's not gonna end well for one of you. I wish someone had warned me how late nights grow colder. But who can talk sense into anyone when love is brand new? And if you fall in love with someone 25 years younger, it's not gonna end well for you either, my friend. No one was there to warn you of the heartache and the hunger, or remind you who'll be the first to flame.
Venus, look, there's Mercury. Jupiter, Mercury, and Mars.
A couple of requests there, Christine Lavin, with a bitter sweet song. Mercury and Mars. Robin Bateau is on that song as well. And the Krueger Brothers did Beautiful Morning. Born January 25th, 1938, the Wallflower, and Something's Got a Hold on Me were hits in her early days, but she was best known throughout her long career for her signature version of a song containing this phrase: I found a dream that I could speak to, a dream that I can call my own. I found a thrill to rest my cheek to, a thrill that I've never known. 412-200-5975. Tom just got the correct answer. And Russ and Sharon working together, or it could have been Russ alone. Russ has the song name. John and Carrick has it. Mike and Mars has the artist and the song, and Russ and Sharon did have the artist as well. Kathy has the correct answer, and Ty and Nesta. Tommy not only knew the person we were looking for and the song, but also knows her rather anagrammatic name. Jess in the South Hills has the correct answer as well. And so does Susie, who joins us now. Hello, Susie.
Good morning. Let's go off speaker.
What's that?
How are you?
I'm fine. Thank you. You sound wonderful today. And
thank you.
You had mentioned off the air in a note you sent that you're brushing up your Spanish.
I am, yes. Mi español.
How are you doing? Ricky's been taking French. She does a Duolingo, actually more like three or four Duolingo lessons every day. And I'm picking up on it as I lurk in the background listening.
Yeah, it's really good. I'm doing Duolingo. I'm doing a grammar book. I've upped my Spanish classes to 2 classes a week. I'm listening to Spanish radio. I have a test that I have to take in March, and if I get from a 3 to a 4, I will get a stipend from work.
Oh, that's nice.
So you can. I'm very motivated.
Well, it's good to have another.
This is the second time I take the test. So, like, after this, I would have to, if I fail the test this time, then I would have to pay for them to test me. So, and plus, you know, you want to get the stipend as soon as possible. So, you know, I'm very motivated.
Absolutely. And think of all those folks you can serve with another language. I'm sure lots of people come to the library that might prefer to interact in Spanish rather than English. So that's a good thing. Do you find with Duolingo, I know the French-speaking people, there's a whole cast of characters that come.
Oh, yeah.
And there's a couple guys I really like who sound like they're... one just sounds like he's sort of approached you on the street and says something to you, and you have to answer him back. There's a... I think there's a child, there's a couple. I get a kick out of the different people that seem to populate Duolingo.
Yeah, it's fun. It's fun. On Spanish, there's one that's a teenager that just kind of like, you know, anytime you get something right, they're like, whatever.
Yes. Well, excellent. Well, you got this puzzle right. Who are we looking for?
Etta James.
Etta James, indeed.
And it's so funny because I did not get the answer through your lyric, but I know the song from the lyric that you said because of the movie while you were sleeping. And while I was looking up the answer, because I am a librarian, I could see the like the in my head I could see the opening titles to that movie, and I was like. And so when it came, you know, when it finally all the pieces came together, I was like, oh!
It's funny
so
the way...
It's funny how your mind works.
Yes, absolutely. It is funny the way that happens. But you've got it. Do you remember the woman, her name? The one who sang?
Etta James.
Etta James, indeed, is it. And that was a huge hit. Her... given name when she was born was Jamesetta. Jamesetta.
Oh, really?
And
interesting.
One of the folks, I'm trying to remember who it was, one of her partners suggested that she change her name to Etta James. I believe it was Johnny Otis did that by transposing names. So,
what an interesting, Etta James just fits her so well. You know, I mean, Jamesetta is a neat word, is a neat name too, but it doesn't have like the movie star or the, you know.
No, Etta James fits her perfectly.
Yeah, perfectly.
And she had some ups and downs through her career, but at last was really the song that just made her a superstar, and she got a Grammy Award late in life. I'm trying to remember the exact date. I had it in front of me a second ago. A Grammy in 2004 for Best Contemporary Blues Album, and then in 2005 for Best Traditional Blues Album, and then in 2008, The Wallflower, her last album, made it into the Grammy Hall of Fame. Plus one for Mystery Lady, Songs of Billie Holiday. So a really successful career she had. So well done.
I really only know her for that one song, but now I'll have to do some research. That's really... I'm trying to think what year while I Was Sleeping came out. Or While You Were Sleeping came out.
Yeah, I'm sure that song will be used again, too. It's really a signature song.
Oh, yeah, it's used in lots of movies. But that's the one that I know it from.
Now, Mike and Mars just wrote to say she's also a popular crossword puzzle clue. And I could see Etta, especially.
Oh, sure.
Sometimes you need a word structured that way with E's and T's and A's. So I could see that being the case.
Definitely.
Well, thank you, and here's to a good day. I'm going to try to find a song in Spanish for you somewhere along the line.
Oh, thank you.
Take care. And the charge also to, let's see, Rich in Freeport and Bob in Freedom. And Kathy, I mentioned, in Tynesta, Tom in McCandless, Russ and Sharon in King, North Carolina, John and Carrick, all, did I mention Kathy? I think I did, all coming up with Etta James. And I think you know we have to do this. James, here at the Saturday Light Brigade, and a charge to you. Once again, if you came up with the correct answer, that's who we were looking for, Etta James, broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger. This is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUPFM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, KRDP Apache Junction, Goldfield Ghost Town, Phoenix, WSAJ-FM Grove City, WCUC-FM Clarion, WNJR Washington, WKYW-LP Kaiser, West Virginia, Tube City Online at WMCK.FM McKeesport, and SLBRadio.org/radio.
And I damn near didn't come back again. I didn't go very fast on a steam-powered airplane. Oh, the wheel went around and up and down and inside and then back again. Sitting in a 747 just watching them clouds roll by. Can't tell if it's sunshine or if it's rain, rain, rain. I'd rather be sitting in a deck chair high up over Kansas City on a genuine old-fashioned authentic steam-powered airplane. sitting in a 747 just watching them clouds roll by. Can't tell if the sunshine or if it's rain, hey, hey. I'd rather be sitting in an apple chair high up over Kansas City on a genuine old-fashioned authentic steamboat.
John Hartford with a song that really changed the bluegrass world when it came out. Steam-powered aeroplane ushering in newgrass. Wes Jones writes from Old Washington in Ohio that he and some of his colleagues are beginning a community chess club playing at the Old Washington Presbyterian Church. He doesn't expect it to be super competitive. It